Welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. My topic today is Jesus, born to leave and empower. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7, reads as follows. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Did you know that Jesus was born to leave? During the Christmas season, we focus on and celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For those of us who are Christ followers, we are sensitive to the neglect of Christ during Christmas in popular culture. After the birth of Jesus in a manger, which was an animal feeding trough, the scene shifts to angels announcing the birth of Jesus to shepherds tending sheep in a field. While Jesus was born in a noisy place, the announcement of his birth was made in a quiet place. God still wants to speak to you in quiet places. Luke 2 and 10 records the words of the angel, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And verse 13 reads, suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In all of the joy of Jesus' birth, we keep our focus on the reason for his birth. He came to bring joy to all people. He came to glorify God, bring peace on earth, dwell in the hearts of people, and goodwill to all. We know that joy, peace, and goodwill are achieved with a change of heart. These are virtues that we're not born with and we cannot produce on our own. Not even the productive and holy life that Jesus lived was enough to change the hearts of people. Jesus had to die, be buried, leave the earth, and send back the Holy Spirit to bring his promises to pass. This is why Jesus said it was to our advantage that he goes away. As a man, even a divine man, Jesus was limited in being at one place at one time. However, through the Holy Spirit, God causes the Spirit of Christ to dwell within all those who have received him as Lord and do works that bring joy, peace, and goodwill to all. So during this Christmas, celebrate Christ's birth, but don't forget to live in the reality of why Jesus came, lived, died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. He was born to leave, but for the greater purpose of sending God's power into your life. Let me encourage you to listen to the teaching from last Sunday, Jesus, Our Helper, Born to Empower, from last Sunday, December 18th. You'll be blessed. Also, join us on Christmas Day for a virtual service at New Covenant Church online at www.newcovenant.org. During the virtual service on Christmas Sunday, I look forward to sharing with you a report from our community Christmas Jesus celebration that was held on Saturday, December 17th. We'll also enjoy a great tune by saxophonist Rob White. Again, Merry Christmas, have a great day, and be encouraged.